This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a meeting with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jabal Al Sabah. They discussed cooperation in key sectors like pharmaceuticals, IT, fintech, infrastructure and security. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India and Kuwait have elevated their bilateral partnership to a strategic one. He expressed optimism that the friendship will flourish even more in the times to come. The leaders recalled the strong historical and friendly ties between the two countries and reaffirmed their full commitment to further expanding and deepening bilateral cooperation. In this context, they agreed to elevate the bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership. The Prime Minister thanked His Highness the Emir for ensuring the well-being of the over 1 million strong Indian community in Kuwait. His Highness the Emir expressed appreciation for the contribution of the large and vibrant Indian community in Kuwait's development. The Prime Minister appreciated the new initiatives being undertaken by Kuwait to fulfill its Vision 2035 and congratulated His Highness the Emir for the successful holding of the GCC summit earlier this month. Kuwait has bestowed its highest honour, the Order of Mubarak Al-Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Modi is on a two-day visit to Kuwait. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honour given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. The Order of Mubarak Al-Kabir is a knighthood order of Kuwait. It is awarded to heads of state and foreign sovereigns and to members of foreign royal families as a sign of friendship. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid foundation stones of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Masurai Para in Dhalai district of the state, Mr. Shah criticised the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Brew community. He said after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Brew community was taken to its logical end. He said the communists called themselves the messiah of the poor, but could not see the pain of the people from the Brew community. Mr. Shah said the government spent 900 crore rupees to settle the Brew inhabitants in 11 villages in different districts of the state. Union Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal, who is on a visit to Kerala, today chaired a review meeting on various power and urban affairs projects being implemented in the state. The meeting, held at Thiruvananthapuram, was attended by Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi, State Minister for Electricity, K. Krishnakutty, and several senior officials. The review meeting evaluated various initiatives being implemented in power and urban affairs sectors in the state. The progress of the central government's flagship schemes, which include PMAYU 2.0, AMRUT, SBM 2.0 and accelerating electric bus deployment were discussed. Foreign investors have pumped in over 26,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital market so far in December. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 21,789 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets and 4,646 crore rupees into the debt market, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 26,435 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend Christmas celebrations in New Delhi tomorrow. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 315 runs, the West Indies were 11 for 4 in 6.2 overs against India in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Vadodara when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, India scored 314, losing 9 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. Smriti Mandhana top-scored with 91 runs, followed by Harleen Deol with 44. In badminton, defending champion Anmol Karb, along with five other seeded women singles players, bowed out of the senior national championships after suffering defeats at the pre-quarterfinals in Bengaluru today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.